something is sudden. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This is a continuation of the message, The Lordship of Jesus.
Hallelujah. Worship Him and thank Him. Hallelujah. Praise God. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus, we thank you for your grace. We thank you for your love. We thank you for your kindness, for your presence with us today. Thank you for the Holy Ghost, our teacher and our guide. Now our hearts and our minds are open to hear and receive the word of God in the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen. Praise God. You may be seated. Hallelujah. Did you have a beautiful week? Are you sure? Acts chapter 20, verse 32. I commend you to God and to the word of his grace. Grace means I'm accepted of him. Grace means I'm so blessed, I could never spend the blessings. Grace means I am connected to him. Grace means I have been made rich. It says, for you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. For though he was rich, for your sakes he became poor, that he through his poverty might become rich. The word of his grace, which is able to build you up. Grace, somebody say grace.
Grace
means that I'm surrounded with his love. Grace means I am the focus of his love plan. Listen, I am the object of his love. That's what grace means. That means I've come to know that the sun, the moon, the stars, and the planets were made because of me. I wonder what you think about you. What do you think about you? You know why God put you on earth? You know why you're in this world? To manifest his glory. He put you here for a reason. You may be suffering. You may be going through some pain in your life. You may be suffering some hardship in your life. But hear me. God didn't mean it to be so for your life. No matter where you find yourself, he's given you the necessary material in the word of God to come out into the glory. You can beautify your life. It's your responsibility.
Somebody looked at the mirror. She stood there, looked at herself in the mirror, and then started crying. She said, I hate myself. I hate myself. I just hate myself. I just hate myself. I feel sorry for you. You know why? Because there are many people in the world to help you multiply that hate for yourself. There are a lot of people who don't see any reason why you should be happy about yourself. There are a lot of people in the world who are ready to help you hate yourself. You already dislike yourself anyway. You say, I wish I would just die. I say, it's true. But let me tell you something. Nobody, mark it, nobody was ever like you. You are the first of you to come into this world. Listen, you are the first of you to come into this world. Don't fail. You are the only one of you that God has. He's never had anybody like you. He doesn't have another one like you. He will never have another one like you. Don't fail. Don't fail. Refuse to fail. It was not a mistake that you came from that family that you came from. It was not a mistake. Maybe by the time you were growing up, your father was a madman in the street. It was not a mistake. There's something about your life. I heard a story one time. Let me tell you about a story I heard one time. It was a story about Winston Churchill. How that he picked a little boy up who was hopeless and homeless. He picked that little boy up and trained him. Sent him to school. His father, actually, Winston Churchill's father, picked the little boy up. His father. And trained that little boy. You remember Winston Churchill? Guess what? That boy, that rascal, that Winston's father trained up, discovered penicillin. And one day, years later, when Mr. Churchill was sick and required penicillin injection, it was this guy's work that saved his life. But his father never knew that one day the little boy that he picked up would discover penicillin. Why did I tell you that? That boy was a nobody. But when he picked him up, he didn't know this was the savior of his son's life. Every day, God places around us. Listen, you are something. Do you understand what I'm telling you? If only somebody could discover the gold mine in you. If only they knew what was in you. If somebody doesn't help you find out, you do something. Find out. Don't wait too long. There's something inside every one of us. Something big. Big enough to change the world. Something big. You may be here now. You don't even have money for clothes. Not even money for your house rent. You may be there. You live in a little room. Not even enough money to pay. Listen, there's something inside you. If you could only look inwards and use the word to build that thing up. Let me hear you say, I'm on my way, I'm on my way, I'm on my way. I'm on my way. I'm on my way. Hold on. Hallelujah. Mandelebosatakaya. Hallelujah. There's something inside you, brother. There's something inside you. Let it come out. Let it come out. Share it with some derelict somewhere. Share it with a poor beggar somewhere. Share it with somebody. There's something inside every one of us. If only we could get a good miner. I'm a good miner. We need some more. I'm a good miner. I can get the gold inside you. I can help you see the glory of God inside you. That's my job, to help you see the light of God in you. To help you see what you could be. Are you hearing me? To help you see what you can do. Are you hearing me? Can you shout amen, somebody? Hallelujah. You're headed somewhere. What you're facing now is little. You're going somewhere. If you're facing any challenges in your life, it came to pass. I said it came to pass. It came to pass. It came to pass. And when it is over, you will still be standing. Glory to God. Oh, glory. Oh, hallelujah. My. He's given us what we require. No wonder he said the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they are mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations. Hallelujah. Woo, glory to God. Worship him, would you? Worship him and thank him. The Lordship of Jesus through the word. The word of his grace, which is able to build you up and to give you an inheritance among all them that are sanctified by faith in Christ Jesus.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. O Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah.
Wow, this message has been brought to you by Christ Embassy 197, by Bure Road, Wellington. Worship with us on Sunday by 9 a.m., Wednesday by 6 p.m. For inquiries or to share your testimony with us, kindly call 232-766-513-319 or email us at info@loveworldradionetworks.org.